Okay. I'll go first. No, Nathan's fine. It's either Nathan or participant two. Okay. Basically, what I'm going to have to talk to you about today is component design. And it's been brought to my attention that we may be somewhat limited as to what we can do because of what our manufacturer offers. So basically what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about that. Components of remote control. Okay, we've already kind of gone over this, but we're going to have to get into more detail and probably have to reach some conclusions sometime soon. Energy source. Our manufacturer offers a variety of energy sources. Your standard battery, solar cells. Our manufacturer didn't say anything about lithium, so we might have to look. If we do go that route, we might have to look elsewhere. And also, there's a kinetic energy possibility. Basically, it's like a the idea of moving the remote would create enough energy to keep it running. So that's one possibility, but I don't know whether that would be powerful enough to illuminate a touchscreen. So we'll have to look into that. The case, we have a few options. Plastic, rubber, or wood. And then as far as the way it's shaped, we can do standard boring flat, which we probably don't want to do, curved or a very sexy double curved. I imagine that we could specify. I don't see any reason to go outside of the convention of 3 or 4 millimeters. The buttons. There are multiple scroll buttons available from our manufacturer, but to use those, we would have to use more chips, and that would cost us more. And if we do go with rubber double curved case, we'll have to use rubber push buttons because the other buttons aren't compatible with that. And just a little note there, touchscreen equals mini chips, which equals mini euro. One thing that I notice is that most remotes operate on the infrared part of the spectrum. So you notice when you push a button on the remote, you can't see anything coming out of it. But in fact, there is light coming out of the remote, and the television can detect that. And if you were to record, if you were to make a video recording, you could actually see the light. One thing that I thought might be interesting was to use visible light coming out of the remote, just kind of as a fun gimmick. So you could actually see something coming out of the remote when you pushed it. Of course, it'd have to be a part of the spectrum that wouldn't damage the human eye or anything like that. Yeah, I am sure that we could do that. Of course, yeah, just as a fun gimmick. Just to set us apart a little bit. And then onto the circuit board that we're going to use, also known as the chip. We really don't have any way around the TA11835. Findings. Okay. We're very limited by what our current manufacturers can offer. And my question to all of you is, should we look to other manufacturers or just make do with what we have available? It's a bit of a challenge question. Right. That's my concern too. If we do go the lithium battery route, then we'll have to go outside our current manufacturer. My personal preference is, I'll just throw my cards on the table. I think we should probably go the solar battery route just to kind of keep with the environmentally friendly theme that we have going on. I like the idea of the visible light signaling as something to set us apart. And I was thinking of ways that we could produce the remote in a variety of different case materials to suit different tastes. So we're not so confined by one style and say some, you know, say our the one, if we just go with one and it doesn't go over well, then we're in a bad situation. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I should have mentioned this. As far as the rubber that we can use a rubber as part of the case. It has a consistency of those stress balls. I like the idea of rubber too because it's tends to be associated with being durable, something that you can drop and it doesn't matter. Because so many, you go to so many houses these days and you see broken remote controls taped with duct tape and what have you. You wouldn't have that problem if you used rubber. Oh. Yeah.
Right. So, good to know all that stuff. Thanks, guys. Now we kind of have to come to some decisions. I figure we can just go down the line, all three of us, and have a chat about it. Based on what Nathan presented as far as the various costs and benefits.
My estimate is that in order to incorporate touchscreen technology, it's going to cost us upwards of €17.50 per remote. Yeah, that's just an estimate, though. I know. It's fun. I thought there was some flexibility with that. It's just off the top of my head. It is pending further emails. Right. It is in a, it would be in a class of its own.
Shrink the profit margin rather than selling for 25, selling for 30, but that's something we can find
It's true. We could initially go with what we have, and if we can find them cheaper later on. Yeah.
The voice rec thing, I mean, if we're looking at bottom line, now we're looking up in the cost of 17 to get the pet screen on, I think we might have to drop the voice rec.
I think we'd have to decide between them, definitely.
Yeah.
To be honest, we have the design in-house. I mean, we've come up with this. This new voice. We're using it for our coffee machines already.
I think if we do both, obviously the production costs are going to go way up, but it does put it into, it'd become the Rolls Royce of remote controls, basically. It would be very nice. Yeah, because you're just upping the number of chips that you need to deal with each different function.
Well, if we're going to pick the two, all right, so we have to pick the two, one of the two. Otherwise, yeah, it just becomes cost prohibitive. But which do we suspect we should hold on to?
Well, we already have research backing voice recognition as, you know, fiscally so.
I would have to side with that. I think the voice recognition is simpler. We already have all the technology in house. It's ready to go. It's packaged. It's it's just off the top of my head. Keep in mind, but I think the voice recognition would. They're both going to push the costs up. But since we already have the technology in-house for the voice recognition, we're not going to have to do as much design work. And sometimes the design work is what pushes the costs up, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Are we going to talk now about the materials that we're going to use for the case and all those things? Okay. The solar power definitely would be, but I think just to keep people from getting annoyed, because sometimes solar power fails, there's no way around that, we should install a small backup battery. Just to cover those moments when for whatever reason, the remote hasn't been exposed to. It's true. I mean, it works about the same as a solar-powered calculator, and you know how those don't really require that much light. Obviously, a little more light than a calculator, but we're not talking about a lot of light. It doesn't have to be out taking a sun bath for a few hours a day or anything. Why moving away from handheld? Why? What's the idea?
Well, you don't need to pick it up. It can kind of be a selling point.
Do you think people that buy a remote, are they always going to want to use the voice recognition? Is it just something that they do sometimes? Right. I think you're onto something, because we need to escape the traditional shape of a remote. Maybe something that looks nice on a table is. Would be good, even though, and handheld at the same time.
I think it's all about following Apple's lead.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the airport. You know, like the little pod.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, I mean, and although we do, as I recall, you mentioned, we need to get away from the surgical wipe, the brush and the
hand. Okay.
And the material, like the plastics and so forth, we were discussing that being like a rubber kind of softer feel. You know, otherwise you feel like the tip of this pen is a bit, gives just a bit.
Yeah.
You know, something where it's a more advanced from the plastic that has some kind of a tactile response to it.
Right. Just kind of the squishy feel. Sorry about the lack of information on costs. I just haven't been provided that information by our manufacturers, and I'm just having to guess. Right. If we're not going the touchscreen route, then we can just incorporate maybe something that folds out. Like what you often see on these kinds of remotes is the most basic functions up here, and then something that slides down and to reveal, you know, the more complicated things.
Well, do you want to consider like an iPod screen, which isn't a touchscreen, but you're still scrolling
Yeah. Right. So are we talking, we need to figure out what kind of buttons we're going to use. Are we going to use scroll buttons, rubber buttons? Right. So have we decided that we are going to go with different style cases for different people, or are we just going to go with one? It's a very hard thing to predict because you have different cases and that might open up your market a little bit, obviously, but if you have just one case and it doesn't go over well, it's a tough situation. But obviously having more cases also costs more, so. There's an idea. Right.
What are broad constraints before we design a prototype? And Ryan, if you can figure out how probably best to lay out this idea of a simple design with the voice recognition built in and also this kind of drop down or on the side kind of menu options, simple, somehow work out how we can get this all in the same place.
Excellent, yeah. That sounds good.